All right, so when it comes to waking up in the morning, a bit of honesty time, are you someone that likes to hit the snooze button or someone that jumps out of bed ready to go? All right, so who would tend to hit the snooze button of a morning? Who jumps out of bed straight away ready to go? The last little while, we've had toddlers in our house visiting. I kind of wish toddlers would find the snooze button. It wasn't that long ago we had little kids. But goodness me, toddlers. Oh, yeah, they definitely need the snooze button. I also find in our household that Monday to Friday, our kids like to hit the snooze button. Come Saturday morning, when there's nothing to get up for, they are up like that. I don't know what it is. But I can't help when I think about this idea of waking up, that it kind of links in with this our theme for Lent, which is Lent Awakening. Lent Awakening is an invitation to let Jesus work in your life, to reveal more of this truth, more of his truth to us. In Matthew 11, 25, there's a Bible passage that says, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. That Bible passage talks about God revealing his truth to us as his children. So no matter how long that we've been a Christian, the invitation over this period of Lent is, and as we worship together, is to learn more about Jesus. I think that's a pretty cool thing, isn't it? It's not a, and it's a, something I think all of us, no matter how long we've been a Christian, can do. We can learn something new about Jesus. I know for me, every season when it comes to particularly Lent and Christmas, you know those seasons where we hear that same Bible story over and over again. Many of us can recite the birth of Jesus off by heart. Many of us can recite the crucifixion story off by heart. But the challenge is to learn something new in that, for God to reveal something new and different in that. So that's the challenge we've got this Lent season, is to learn more about Jesus, to wake up to who Jesus is and what he is doing. So this morning we're going to start with John chapter 1, and I think Walter's going to share with us this reading from John chapter 1.
John 1:1-14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came that which was his own, but his own, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
So yes, we're going to work backwards through this a little bit. It's going to come up on a slide, I think. So in these verses, what do we learn about Jesus? Well, first of all, working backwards, we learn that he's full of grace and truth. Jesus is the Word made flesh. He's human. Verse 12, we learn that he made a way for people to become children of God. I love that verse, children of God. You can dwell on that all day and reflect on that, that you are a child of God. Verse 10, he came as the incarnate one, meaning God in person, the Messiah, and it was not recognized by his own. We also learn in that passage that he is the light that gives light to every man. In him was life, and that life was the light of man. We learn in that passage that through him all things were made. And Jesus is the Word, and he was with God the Father in the very beginning. There's a lot to learn about God or who Jesus is in those 14 verses, isn't there? He reveals so much of himself in 14 verses. Jesus is one with the Father from the very beginning, which he is, means he's all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, all places before, during, and after. And because of this, because of who Jesus is, he's rightfully recognized as the light. In 1 John 1, verse 5, it says, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. Mum and Dad are Salvation Army officers as well, and their first appointment out of college, so Bible College was in Sydney back in the day. Mum and Dad's first appointment out of college was Mount Isa. So they packed up the five kids in the Mitsubishi Star Wagon, and we trottled off to Mount Isa. Now, Mount Isa have these incredible mines. That's the whole reason the town exists, basically, is the Mount Isa mines. And Dad tells this story, which I steal, because I was too young to go down the mines. But Dad tells this story about how he got invited to go down the mine shafts one day. And you get so far down, I don't know, 200-300 metres underground or something. And what they do is they turn off all the lights. They turn off all the lights in the shaft. They turn off all the headlights in the trucks. They turn off your headlights. And it's this incredible darkness, a darkness that he's never seen before, a darkness so dark that when you put your hand right up against your face like that, you can't see your hand. Has anyone been in a place where it's been so dark like that, that it's quite incredible? It's amazing, isn't it? It's in moments like that that you recognize what light does, isn't it? In those moments where you can't see in front of you, where you can't see where you're going, it's in those moments that you recognize that the power and the importance of light. In verse 5 there it says, light shines in the darkness. And when we allow Jesus' light to shine in our lives, Jesus reveals who we are. And he sees and lights up the world around us. So what does light do? Light reveals. So as we kick off this season of Lent together, we're asking you to let the light of the Lord work in you and in your family and in our church in an incredible way. So what is your relationship to light? Is it something that you're hiding, avoiding, embracing, or only turning on when it's convenient? Light is, from this passage, there's two important things I think that Jesus as the light of the world does and impacts in our lives. The first is that when we're walking in the light, it affects how we see ourselves. The light of God reveals our sins. And that's a scary thing to think of as well. The light of God reveals our sins, our iniquities, our gifts, our hopes, and our purpose. The best of us and the worst of us. Jesus knows everything about us. Jesus already knows everything about us. He knows all things and everything about us. And even knowing all of that, he still wants and invites us to walk with him. In 1 John 1:5, we read, "This is the message you have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. For if we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sins." John in this passage is inviting us into a choice. We have a choice on where we are walking and how we are living. We're either living and walking in the light, God's moral and righteous goodness, or we're living and walking in the darkness. So what kind of relationship do you have with Jesus right now? Are you walking in the light or in the dark? Are you letting him reveal his way in your life? Because when you do, something spectacular happens. Jesus changes the way we see everything. When we choose to live in the light with the power of the Holy Spirit, we see ourselves and others through the filter of Jesus' vision. Everything in the world looks different when we're exposed to the light of Christ, especially other people. Which is a second thing. When we're walking in the light of God, it affects how we view and interact with other people. Why? Because when we're walking in the light, Jesus helps us to see people how he sees them. All throughout the Gospels, Jesus would see people in despair and he would have compassion on them. He touched the leper. He befriends and recruits fishermen to be his disciples. He approaches a woman at the well. He makes space for people, for the broken and the desperate, the lonely and the scared. Jesus sees them and he loves them. When we let the light of God awaken in our lives, we see people like Jesus sees them. People with possibility. We see them with people with great hope. And we see them as people with grace. So what kind of lens do you see the world through? The challenge for all of us is to be people of compassion, of grace, of conviction, of justice, and love. In a moment we're going to sing, and I love the words of this song. Every time I listen to this song, they challenge me. It says, "Lord, I come, I confess. Then it goes on to say, bowing here I find my rest. Without you I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you." Every time I listen to this song, I find myself having to pause. Right at that first line. Lord, I come, I confess. I find myself having to pause and spend some time in prayer. Recognizing that I'm not a perfect person, far from perfect. And recognizing that I need to spend time confessing to God that I'm not perfect and that I need him in my life. But what I find when I do is that next part comes almost straight away. Bowing here, I find my rest. I find this load lift straight off me. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. So no matter where you are on your faith journey, we all need Jesus' light to guide us. So this season of Lent, let us all embrace the light of Jesus. And may this season be a season in which the chorus rings true in each one of our hearts and in the hearts of our family and friends as well. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Oh God, how I need you. Let's stand and declare this morning. We leave you with this benediction. It's taken from the passage, so it might sound a little bit different to what you're used to. Now to the one with enough power to present you from stumbling into sin and bring you faultless before his glorious presence, to stand before him with great delight, to the only God, our Saviour, through our Lord Jesus Christ, be endless glory and majesty, great power and authority, from before he created time, now, and throughout all the ages of eternity, be grace and peace to each one of us. Amen.